Did you see any pythons this weekend, Corey?
No.
It's a new week, buddy.
Oh, I lost the bet then.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to a special edition of the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, the NHL playoffs start this week. Now, unfortunately, our Wild are not part of it the last time I checked.
Rosie.
Breaking news, right? So, we still want to bet on it, though, because the NHL playoffs are better with money on the line. So, I have a betting strategy for the NHL playoffs, which those of you that follow me on Twitter, you've seen this the last few years. I do this every year, and it's been profitable 7 of the last 9 years. And so I'm happy to share it with the listeners, and I'm hoping it'll be profitable again this year since I'll have money on the line. And hopefully it can profit some of you if you follow the same strategy. So, Dave, are you ready for my supreme three? It's a three-step strategy. Are you ready for it?
Oh, my nipples are like little pebbles. I'm ready to go.
Okay, thanks, Tommy. all right, so here you go. Step one, figure out which two teams are playing in the playoff game. You got that?
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Step two, figure out which team is the road team.
Ooh, that's tougher. I think I can get there.
Okay. Step three, bet on the road team.
What?
Three-step process. Figure out who the two teams are. Find the road team. Bet the road team.
In now, every game?
Every single game. That's actually the biggest part of the strategy, that don't pick and choose this. Don't go, you know, oh, it's game one. Columbus is definitely going to lose to Tampa. I'm just going to skip that game, or I'm going to bet Tampa because Tampa's at home and they're not going to lose. Don't do that. Bet the road team in every single game. Do not pick and choose games. I've looked back at this because I break it down like game by game the last couple of seasons, and it goes through massive streaks where the road team will win several games in a row, and you're like, okay, this is awesome, this is working, and then the home team will win, you know, 6 of the next 8, and it's like you want to give up, but the key is to stick with it. Now, there's two ways to do it. You can do the first round only, which, you know, the first round encompasses about half the games of the playoff season because you've got 8 series in the first round and only 7 series after the first round is over. So you could just commit to the first round, or you could commit to the whole playoffs, which is what I do. The reason for that is statistically the road teams have done better in the first round than they have in rounds 2, 3, and 4. The road team has done better in that first round, but the last couple of years, the trend has been that the road team has actually done even better rounds 2, 3, and 4. So for me, I'm all in. I'm going every single game this year. So, Dave, if you can, let me give you a hypothetical now. So let's say the Toronto Maple Leafs are at the Boston Bruins. Who are you going to bet on?
Well, I really like the Boston Bruins, but I'm going to stick to your strategy, and I'm going to go with the road team.
You got it. So part of the statistical reason for this is I've done, like I said, the analysis over the last 10 seasons, and the road teams in the regular season versus the playoffs, in the playoffs they win roughly 3% at a 3% higher rate. So your typical road playoff percentage win in the playoffs is about 47.5% versus the regular season when it's about 44.5%. And the books don't seem to adjust for that. Of course, that's the betting public just putting their money on both sides. But basically, whatever odds you would get for a road team during the regular season, you're essentially getting the same odds during the playoffs, even though in the playoffs, road teams win at about a 3% higher rate. And like I said, this is over, you know, 9 or 10 years. So you're talking thousands and thousands of hockey games that go into this analysis. So this isn't just some, you know, well, the last five games went the right way. Thousands of games of analysis, and it's about a 3% higher clip in the playoffs. So, you know, there have been 2 years where the strategy has been not profitable. One of those years was an absolute disaster. But, you know, I have confidence and faith in the strategy over the long haul. And we're just going to let it ride this year. So and I would keep the amount of your bets the same. So just commit to knowing that you're going to do a certain amount for the whole playoffs. And the whole playoffs is generally about 80-ish games, somewhere right around 80 games. So keep that in mind. You know, if you're going to do like $5 a game, you know, you're in for about $400 of action. Now, obviously, you're going to win some of that back and lose some of that throughout the course. So it's not like you need to have $400 in your account to get rolling with this. But keep in mind, like last year was actually the best year in the history of this strategy. And it actually started out pretty poorly. At one point, the rate of return was a negative 31% of what I had bet. That was after about 20 games. It was definitely going the wrong direction early in round one last year. But like I said, I committed to it. You stick with it the whole year. And by the end of the playoffs, I had won at a 14% rate. And basically what that, the win percent, it was actually 14.6% to be exact. But, and that basically that means I earned back about 14.5 cents for every dollar bet throughout the course of the playoffs. So hypothetically, if I had bet $100 over the course of the playoffs, I would have won about $14.5. So obviously, the more you bet, the more you win. So that's the highest percentage I've ever hit. Like I said, the last few years have been really good with the strategy. So once again, we're going to do one more example here. So let's say Las Vegas is playing at San Jose. Who you taking, Dave?
Boy, I'm going to go with Vegas.
You got it. All right. I think we've got this. I think we've got the strategy down.
I want to clarify a couple things with you. First, so this is a money line bet. This isn't a, you know, hockey's a weird sport to bet. Obviously, betting the money line is the easiest way. Giving a goal or half a goal or, you know, goal and a half is dumb. So to clarify, this is you're taking the money line.
Exactly.
On the road team every time.
It's a straight money line bet on the road team. Do not touch spreads with the strategy at all. You know, if you're getting like a goal and a half on the road, don't take the goal and a half. Take the money line because you want the bigger payout.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, and this is kind of a for some of the rubes that are just starting and sports betting and everything, you really want to keep your bets about the same. I mean, you hear the term unit. lucky unit is basically what you're betting on the game, and you should try to keep that as consistent as possible. That's, I guess, maybe that's just me, but
definitely
that's kind of a term.
Yeah, for this to work, like I said, you don't want to pick and choose. And to me, varying your bets is picking and choosing. You want to commit to a level that you're going to sustain, whether that's, you know, $5 a game, $50 a game, $100 a game, whatever you feel comfortable with. You want to stick with that exact same bet every time. And like I said, be prepared to commit to at least the first round, if not the entire playoffs. So you're either looking at about, you know, 40, the average first round is about 44 games. So you're looking at either about 44 for the first round or about 80 for the entire playoffs. So maintain your bet at that level. We'll see. I'll be posting updates. I'll probably post an update after the first round on how everything's going. If a lot of home teams are winning, it won't be a happy update. But like I said, it's done well in the past. So I'm throwing it out there to the Rubes. And hopefully we do good this year. And hopefully some of you join me with it. So last year was a lot of fun.
So the real bet that you're making, you're not picking teams. This is a general, the overall bet is you're taking the theory of every road team on the money line.
100%. Yeah, because the average road team, when I average it out over the course of the playoff, gets somewhere between, they're somewhere between plus 120 and plus 130. So, you know, what you'll see happen is, you know, last year I was seeing a lot of, like, the Capitals, when they were at home, the road team going against them was getting, like, you know, plus 160 or so, and the Caps were, you know, minus, like, 190 or minus 200. And then they'd flip around and go on the road, and it would be, like, a minus 110, almost even money bet. And it's like, and like I said, the home ice advantage really doesn't matter in the playoffs, because road teams win at about a 47.5% clip in the playoffs. So you're getting tons of value by just betting the road team. Because what's the difference? I mean, really, it doesn't matter whether the Capitals are at home or the road in the playoffs, essentially.
Which is what the data is telling you, yeah.
Exactly. So you might as well just take the value every single time. So yep, that's the theory. Good luck with it. I hope we profit this year. We'll see how it goes, and I'll update the numbers as we go along. Now, the other thing that you can do to bet the NHL playoffs is you can bet on teams to, you know, win the conference or also to win the Stanley Cup. And one of the things I had asked you to do is, if you were to allocate a hypothetical $100 between the 16 teams, you know, you could put all your money on one team, you can split it up between a couple different teams. What would your bets be for to win the Stanley Cup?
So this is, I only get one, because I have a couple that I'm hot on.
You can do more than one. You can split up your money. I've actually got three for my picks.
Okay, so my number one is the Boston Bruins at plus 1,000. I really like them. If Tuukka Rask is on, they can beat anybody, and especially the Lightning. Their side of the bracket is really tough. They got to face Toronto right away, and Toronto's had an outstanding season. And then they would take on the winner of Tampa and Columbus, which some people might not count Columbus in that series, but they are definitely in it. And I just think that Boston has the star power, and they're good defensively and offensively, and they can make a run.
So how much of your 100 are you putting on Boston at plus 1,000?
I'm putting $33.33.
Okay, so you're taking 1/3 of your money and putting it on Boston at plus 1,000. All right.
I just realized I have four picks, so this is going to get tricky with the math.
I can do the math. That's what I'm here for.
The next one I like is the St. Louis Blues. They have an outstanding goaltender in Jordan Binnington. He leads the NHL with a 1.89 goals against average. They got a pair of really good scorers in Tarasenko and Ryan O'Reilly, along with David Perron and a ton of other guys. I mean, goaltending is huge in the NHL playoffs. You've seen some teams make it to the Eastern or Western Conference Finals just off goaltending alone, and I think they got the right guy to push them through.
So at plus 1,000 for the Blues, how much of your $100 are you putting on them?
I'm going to put $30.66.7%.
Okay.
Oh my God, I got to redo that.
Well, you're at 60. So you're at $64 between your two teams. So you got $36 left to spend.
This is like when I was trying to figure out the Pygau table.
Exactly.
Oh, this is disgusting. Okay, other ones I like: the Capitals plus 1,200. They won it last year. They're still basically the same team. They got a couple St. Cloud State players on there, and Dowd and Nick Jensen. Like them a lot.
So you've got $36 left. How much are you putting on the Caps at plus 1,200?
I'm going to put $16 on them.
Okay. So you got 20 bucks left. You got one more team?
With my last 20, I'm going to burn another 20 on Vegas.
Okay. Yeah.
Nate Schmidt, Jimmy Schultz, let's go. Obviously, they proved that they can get to the finals last year. And why couldn't they do it again? The West is kind of up for grabs this year. There's a few teams that are kind of in the hunt, with Calgary and San Jose, Vegas, maybe Nashville, Winnipeg, I mean, they're all just kind of like about the same. I wouldn't be surprised if any one of them got through to the finals.
Yep. Absolutely. So, well, you and I have some overlap. So we kind of see this the same way, and then we kind of see it a little bit differently, at least in terms of our betting money. I think all your takes are solid with your teams. I'm buying the Lightning Kool-Aid. I don't know. I used to be a Lightning season ticket holder when I lived in Florida. Maybe that's influencing me. But every time I watch that team play, with the exception of the Wild game when Zucker had the hat trick, the Lightning, I do not see how people slow them down in a seven-game series. And that's the thing. You know, if it was like a one-game playoff each of the four rounds, okay, yeah, maybe somebody's going to step up. I just don't see how somebody's going to stop them in seven games. So I'm putting half my money on the Lightning, even though it's only plus 250. Just looking to, you know, kind of maybe win a little bit. If the Lightning hit, you know, I'll get more than my money back on it, even though I won't get a whole lot. My second pick, I completely agree with the Capitals' take. They're experienced. You know, we'll see if Ovechkin can turn it on in the playoffs for a second year. But that plus 1,200 number is awfully, awfully tempting for that team and all the star power that they've got there. So in the event that the Lightning fold down the stretch somehow, I've got, you know, I'm putting $25 on the Capitals at plus 1,200. And then my other $25... I've got on Vegas as well. Like you said, I think the West is wide open. The Knights have the experience. I really think they're going to be in every series. I mean, I think it's going to take six or seven games to knock them out. I don't see anybody really owning them or running over them. So I'm letting my money ride on Vegas one more time. So put me down for $25 on the Knights, and that's at plus 1,000. So what do you think? We'll let this play out and see see which one of us ends up with a bigger pot at the end of this.
Yeah, I like it. My whole theory is the Lightning at plus 250, like, everybody thinks that they're going to win it. So you're getting extremely great value in any other team other than Tampa.
Absolutely.
And of all the four major sports and all the tournaments, I think this is the one that is the most unpredictable. So I'm just putting all my chips on Tampa, anybody but Tampa winning.
Yeah, it's and year in and year out, I would completely agree with that. There's just something feels different about this season and this team. I don't know. It feels, I'm old enough, unfortunately, to remember the Oilers teams of the 80s. And this feels like one of those Oilers teams from the 80s where it was like you just knew they were going to win. Like, it was almost like a foregone conclusion. But, you know, that's a long time ago and they don't have Gretzky. It is a poor value. I mean, plus 250, that's pretty poor value. But again, I just don't see anybody stopping them. So that's why I put my money there. So who are your picks to get to the finals? Like, if you just had to say, money aside, this is who I think is going to be in the finals. What are your picks?
I have St. Louis against Boston in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Boston winning it all.
Okay. I think I've got Vegas and Tampa, with Tampa winning it all. So not somewhat chalky there, but I've kind of gone over what I think. So who do you got for Conn Smythe? Who's going to be the Conn Smythe winner?
Oh, it's got to be Ed Belfour and Martin Brodeur. Just outstanding goaltenders. No, I don't know. I'd be shocked if it wasn't Vasilevskiy. How do you say his last name?
Vasilevskiy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Vasilevskiy. I think he's going to win it.
And I got to go with the guy whose last name sounds almost like mine, Nikita Kucherov. I love watching him play, and I love the fact that whenever I have the Lightning on and my wife hears him score a goal, she's like, is that our name? No. He's Russian, but close enough.
Or Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, or that. That's the other one. So, all right, well, that does it for our NHL betting preview. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter. We'll tell you, bet the road team. So thanks for listening, and we will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.